USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. deploying a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East, apparently a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying in a statement, the presence of the U.S. military should send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on U.S. interests or allies, quote, will be met with unrelenting force. Bolton says while the U.S. doesn't seek war with Iran, it's fully prepared to respond to any attack by Iran or its proxies. No word on anything specific that triggered this action. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will soon leave power, is the prediction from the U.S. Secretary of State.
We've made very clear that Maduro must leave. There's no way you can have free and fair elections with Maduro still inside of that country.
Mike Pompeo spoke on Fox News Sunday, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a four-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The federal gas tax of 18.4 cents hasn't risen since 1993. Since then, costs of transportation projects has risen to almost 75%. The administration is proposing $2 trillion in infrastructure spending. White House advisor Larry Kudlow says we shouldn't raise the tax.
Well, wouldn't you admit that the gasoline tax is not kept up well enough?
Factually, it's never been indexed, if that's what you're saying. Do motorists want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. Do working folks want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. We'll come up with our own package.
Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st of last year and March 8th of this year. The product was shipped to retailers nationwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The death toll up to 41 after a Russian airliner catches fire as it makes an emergency landing in Moscow. There were a total of 73 passengers and 5 crew members on board at the time. Images of the plane landing show huge flames and black smoke behind it. More now on a 90-minute phone call between President Trump and Russia's president back on Friday that reportedly went for 90 minutes. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. Our largest defense buildup, our new... the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia.
And Avengers Endgame, the top movie in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight weekend. It earned another $145 million in second place. The Intruder, which sold $11 million of tickets in its debut weekend. And in third, the new rom-com Long Shot, which opened with $10 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.